All right, Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We were out Monday afternoon at a wild game at Sherrard, won by the Rock Ridge Rockets, 12-10, and a kid by the name of Peyton Brown hit one, hit two, hit three homers on Monday night. So just tell us a little bit about your performance. You must have been locked in at the plate.
That's what we've been preparing to hit off the Sherrard pitchers for a while. Lots of team efforts trying to let the ball get deep, take it far, hit it hard, and I'd say we did a pretty good job of it. Have a couple things to fix, but I think we did pretty good.
Just tell us a little bit about kind of your approach at the plate then Monday afternoon. Did you know when the ball left the bat? Did you think you got it out all three times?
I definitely say we were looking for the hard pitches. We wanted to leave the slow and the low pitches. We wanted to hit high balls that were in the strike zone, take our pitch out. And then it's always great when all of us, when we hit that contact spot and you feel it come off the bat, it's always great. And I think we had quite a few hits today that felt really good off the bat by our entire team.
So you're that contact spot, and you needed every one of those hits. Just tell us a little bit about kind of the wild game Monday. Man, you needed every bit of those runs that you scored and, you know, the hits you were able to put together. What about that game Monday?
That's what we try to score every single inning, put more pressure and more pressure and more pressure every inning. That way, if we do run into trouble, if we hit that adversity, we do have the extra runs. We have that support, that cushion, just insurance.
All right, so tell us about, you know, kind of when Sherrard and Rock Ridge play, and how often do you see a lot of those kids that play for Sherrard, you know, during summer travel ball and all that? How familiar are you with a lot of the kids on that other team, I guess?
Oh, that's what the second baseman and the first baseman, Tegan Neese, plays with us for our travel team. So me and our left fielder, Corey Needham, see her basically every day in the summer. We're sisters. And the first baseman used to play for us, McKenna Blackwell. I mean, we know everybody on that team. We play them all the time. We see them everywhere. It's just common. I mean, we know each other. We can run up to each other, give each other hugs, and like, hey, we're sisters, even if we're on opposing teams.
All right. So, you know, we all know that the Rock Ridge softball program has the target on their back with the great success you've had. So what about kind of playing with, you know, one, everybody wants to beat you. Two, the expectation is the Rockets, well, they're, you know, going to go to state or they're the team to beat. Just what's it like playing in that environment, I guess?
Well, that's what we have, that target on our back. We know we do. I mean, it's put on our practice jerseys. We know it's there. We love that it's there because we love knowing we're coming out facing the best pitching we're going to see. We're facing that team's best game, and we want that challenge. We want to see how far we can go. We want to push ourselves. I mean, we're having a great season right now, but, I mean, that push and that push and that push will make us a better team, and we really do need it.
Tell us how special last spring and summer was for you coming out of the pandemic and, you know, getting a traditional season with a postseason.
That's what coming last year after that COVID season. I mean, we were all super upset that we lost that. I mean, it was my freshman season. We felt terrible for those seniors that went out without a season. I know the juniors that COVID year that were the seniors last year, they came out giving it their all. I mean, we all did. We wanted them to go out on a great run. Like, we wanted to make that amazing run. We wanted to push ourselves, and we knew we were a great team, and we just wanted to prove it to everybody else that we were so good.
Well, and just, I see you're playing first base this year, second base kid last year, and I'm assuming, you know, travel ball, you're playing in a lot of different situations. What about playing first this year? And I know you'll probably pitch a little bit too.
That's what, I mean, we had a couple seniors leave last year. We needed spots to fill. I mean, Sierra's done a great job coming in. I mean, she didn't start last year, but she's doing great at second base. She took that role, and she's doing amazing with it. And, I mean, same with Keaton Frere in center field. I mean, we're filling those spots. We're doing the best we can. We're putting people in everywhere we can. I mean, our lineup is never set in stone. I mean, we're pushing each other farther and farther, and we know that we can do better, and we know that, I mean, we know whose positions are there, what, and we want to push each other to be the best that we can in those positions.
Only three homers on Monday. Nice going.
Thank you.
Good to visit with Peyton Brown joining us on WRMJ.